Welcome to the Life of a Gentleman podcast. Journey with us as we discuss the life of a gentleman and how we can gain more respect and confidence with lessons in life, etiquette, and personal style. Each week, we will bring engaging discussions, thought-provoking interviews, and tips on upgrading your personal style. We are all a work in progress. Let's take this journey together. Let's live the life of a gentleman. Welcome, everyone, to another edition of the Life of a Gentleman podcast. I'm Richard Taylor, your host. I am so glad that you have tuned in with us today. We have a very exciting show prepared for you with a couple of great guests. Somebody that's been on the show before, we wanted to have him back on because he's a motivational speaker and he's full of positive energy. So we thought this would be great to welcome back Mr. Mercedes Fuller to the show. And also, we have on longtime contributor Dennis Stiles and a new contributor as well, Raheem. You may know him on Instagram as Mr. Moore Style. You'll definitely get to know them as well. What we'll be talking about today is transitions in our life and how we can go from having one style of living and transition to something else. Perhaps you're thinking about diving into entrepreneurship and you don't know how to transition, or perhaps something tragic has happened. You lost a loved one or you were laid off from a job and you need to transition in life. Mr. Fuller will definitely be helping us, telling us how we can cope and deal with that and come out all the better for it. Also, we'll talk about blogging and partnering with brands. We know a lot of people that are interested in fashion, always post on Instagram and are looking to collaborate with different brands. So we'll get the perspective of a blogger who does work with brands, and then I'll chime in and give my input as well because I'm on the opposite end of the spectrum, having my own brand and then working with those bloggers or influencers, if you will, what we really are looking for out of them. So hopefully this will be a good discussion to see both sides of the spectrum and see how each side can really scratch the back of the other and elevate their own personal brand or the brand of apparel or whatever it may be. So we're looking forward to this episode. And as always, thanks for tuning in. I definitely think you're going to enjoy it. So let's not delay any further. Let's dive right into the life of a gentleman.
We all get down on our luck sometimes. Living the life of a gentleman gets difficult when we are faced with things out of our control. Well, now it is time for the Motivated Gent. And this is a segment designed to encourage and inspire all gentlemen through all walks of life. Times do get tough, but we will motivate one another on the journey to living the gentleman's code. This is the Motivated Gent, only on the Life of a Gentleman.
Welcome back, everyone, to another segment of the Motivated Gent. This is where we bring on somebody who has the skills, the knowledge, that is able to help us to overcome the negative society that we're living in. And today we are joined by somebody that's been on the podcast before, but he's coming back now in a recurring role. I'm talking about Mr. Mercedes Fuller. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Rich. Thanks for having me. I'm happy to be with you again.
Yeah, and we're happy to have you come back on because when you first came on, you know, you talked about your book and how that can help us to stay motivated, but I thought this time we'd dive a little deeper. And, you know, you were talking to me and you said everybody in their life goes through a transition. And you know what? That is so true. But a lot of times it's hard for people to deal with it. So can you help us out and let us know how we can deal with life transitions?
Absolutely. Like I always say, you know, change and transition, those are things that everyone is going to face them. We can't bypass some form of change in our lives, but it's all in your approach. The approach to change is what's really going to make the impact in how you end up and where you end up. So just having the right mindset as you go through life's twists and turns, that will make much of the difference in anyone's life. So I think that it's very encouraging just to know that transition is going to happen at some point in time, and that you just have to have the right mindset. So as gentlemen, I think that's one thing that we should always think about is the mindset to our approach, because somebody else is looking at us.
Yeah, that's great. And, you know, just to kind of clarify for people who might be saying, you know, what do they mean by transition? You know, things that come to my mind, I have a friend recently who just lost his job. That's a challenge for him, finding new employment. That's a tough transition. What are some others that you've come across, Mercedes?
Definitely, employment is one of the biggest ones that we're facing right now, given, you know, the state of our economy, but also you have health changes that come along and, you know, people seeking more education, seeking to better their lives. There's going to be a lot of transition that comes in those areas as well. But family, you know, you have changes within your family, either growth or, unfortunately, sometimes we have losses that we have to get through. So change will happen. That's the one constant. No matter how different we are and no matter, you know, who we're talking about, that's one thing that's going to be constant, is change will come.
Yeah, and I think what you're saying is we know change is going to come, but how are we going to deal with it? Let's give the audience a few tips on how they can deal with change in their life.
Absolutely. I'll give you three tips. One of the first things that I always tell people is keep in mind it's going to come. And when change or when obstacles or opportunity comes, first you have to admit that it's there. And then you have to come up with a plan. That's the second thing. Come up with a plan to deal with it. Come up with a plan to press forth. Find out what resources you need, find out the people you need in your atmosphere to actually support you as you're going through the change. And then if your plan is not working, this is my third thing, if your plan is not working, adjust your plan and go back to the drawing board. So those will be the three tips that I would give in that area.
All right, great. I like those three tips. So what I'd like to do is let's break down each one. Let's start with the first one. Give us that tip, and then we'll dive a little bit deeper into that one.
Absolutely. First, acknowledging the opportunity that's before you, or acknowledging the challenges that are before you. Face them head on, and then, you know, definitely at that point, that's when you come up with that plan. So face the hardship dead on. Come up with your plan, a financial plan. It could be a life plan. It can be a business plan. Come up with whatever plan is necessary. And then that third thing, if the plan is not working, go back to the drawing board. So that's where you seek that wise counsel. That's where you definitely take time to assess your present situation. And if it takes more work, come up with a plan to make it happen.
I like that. You really gave us some practical advice. Now, here's the question, though, because a lot of times when you're facing difficulties, you want to stick your head in the sand. You know, you don't want to face those things head on. It's tough to get out of bed right in the morning sometimes. So how do you get out of the bed in the morning when you just lost your job and you're feeling defeated?
Well, you have to find those sources, or you have to find that inspiration that's going to continuously feed that positive affirmation or those positive affirmations you need. You have to continue to fill yourself up with positive energy, positive information, and that also means surround yourself with positive people. And you know, these are practices that you should put into play in your life, and it's kind of like a bank. You store that positivity up. Some days where you don't have enough positivity, you go back to that bank where you've deposited those positive thoughts, the inspiration, and you lean on those people who are stronger than you at that point in time, who can help bring you out of those particular situations. So definitely putting that information into you, fueling yourself with that positive stuff, that's going to make the difference.
Yeah, I like that. You're building up the positive energy like a bank, and then when you need
Absolutely.
It, yeah, you're able to expound upon it and use it, put it to good use. How do you personally take in these positive messages every day? Because it sounds like this is something you practice.
Absolutely. So, you know, I make a routine of getting spiritual messages. You know, everyone has their own spiritual system, but whatever it is that you believe in, hopefully what you believe in is something that will be taking you forward. I'm not going to believe in anything that's not going to be for my good, for the benefit of my life. So I definitely have time where every day, quiet time before I dive into my day, dive into my work. So I'm definitely reading and meditating and trying to just get that spiritual encouragement, that spiritual uplift every day that I need. And then when I conclude my day, I make sure that my day is concluded in a similar pattern. You know, my prayer, my meditation, that positive information and energy that I need,
And I make a practice out of that every day.
Okay, that's nice. So again, what you're saying is it's repetition. We have to instill this.
Absolutely.
Yeah, make it a part of our life, right?
Absolutely. Positive energy, repetition. A lot of people don't really make a practice out of journaling, but I journal. You know, I journal the good, the bad. You know, I make a practice of relieving myself from anything that has happened through the course of the day.
All right, awesome. Now, when we first started laying out these tips for everybody, make a plan and go for it head on. And
absolutely.
Just to reiterate, what was tip number two?
Number two was come up with that plan, but implement that plan.
Okay, so with number two, implement the plan. I see and I run across a lot of people who have a plan, but they drag their feet. You know, it's they procrastinate. How do we not let that happen?
Absolutely. When you're coming up with plans, you have to make sure that they're goal-oriented, but also you have a sense of time, a specific time that's measurable as in the plan. So what you're going to be doing is you're going to look at, you know, you might not have an exact date as to when something should be done, but you might have an approximate time when you need something done. So you need to always be putting your time, yourself on a somewhat of a timeline that's measurable and actually go back and try to assess for the results. So when you look at the objectives in your life or you look at the goals and you assign them to a calendar, 9 times out of 10, you know, you'll probably achieve it better and faster because we live in a generation that's very time and task oriented. And so we're in a society where, you know, you're given a task and you're given a deadline and you get it done. So you should treat yourself and your goals the same way. Give yourself a timeline and try to get it done.
Oh, I like that one. Some personal accountability get you
light
of, yeah, light the fire.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's perfect.
Absolutely.
Now let's dive into the third tip. You know, we've mentioned it a little bit, but let's go a little bit deeper. You said if the plan's not working, you go back to the drawing board. But
absolutely,
a lot of people can get discouraged when their plan's not working. So
absolutely,
what do you do? How do you get back on the horse, so to speak?
Right. So at this point in time, one of the biggest things that has been beneficial for me is actually having people that serve as accountability partners that actually understand the not just the goal. They understand my goal, but they understand the essence of the goal. So when you have people in your world that understand what's important to you and why it's important, those accountability partners will help you drive closer to that goal. So that's one of the most important things that I've learned is, you know, have accountability partners that understand the goal, that understand the value, and that will keep you encouraged on the journey as well.
I like that, Mercedes. I think that by laying out these three tips, people are going to be able to deal with the transitions in their life that they're facing, like we talked about, whether it's employment, health, or anything else. How can we get in touch with you if we want to learn more from you? Maybe even hire you as a consultant to help us or as a coach.
Absolutely. I would love that. I always look for new exciting opportunities and challenges. You can follow up with me on my website, www.mercedesfuller.com, and all of my social media handles are Mercedes Fuller. So me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and I'm there. So definitely look forward to connecting with new individuals, and now that we've learned that we'll have a reoccurring spot here, definitely keep on listening to the podcast.
We thanks so much. We love having you on, and until next time, take care.
Absolutely. Take care.
Here's a brief word from our sponsor. This podcast has been brought to you by Harrison Blake Apparel. Visit them online for a great selection of neckties, pocket squares, and menswear accessories. Want to really step up your style? Join their monthly subscription club. For $25 per month, you'll receive one necktie plus 4 additional matching accessories. And now it's time for the segment we like to call The Gentleman's Look. A look into fashion, style, and accessories. This is The Gentleman's Look.
Welcome back, everyone, to another edition of The Gentleman's Look on the Life of a Gentleman's podcast. Today, we are joined on the line by two gentlemen, so it's going to be a really great segment today. We are joined by old-time favorite of the show, Mr. Dennis Stiles, and also a newcomer to the show, Mr. Raheem Moore. You may know him on Instagram as Mr. Moore Style. Raheem, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Rich. Thanks for having me on, man.
Oh, yeah, we're glad you joined us. And Dennis, how's it going with you today?
Yeah, pretty good, man. It's good to have Mr. Raheem join us for the segment. He's a longtime listener and a good friend, actually. So I'm excited for the segment, Rich.
Yeah, me too. Today we're going to talk about something that a lot of people are interested in. It's something that we touched on a few past episodes. We talked about blogging and starting a blog or a website. And the reason we thought we'd have Raheem join the conversation is because he's done just that. He's been blogging for a while. His website looks really nice. And so, Dennis, we know that you would like to start up your own personal blog. You know, you've had great success on Instagram, so Dennis, why don't you speak to that for a minute about why you're interested now about starting your own blog?
Yes, you are correct, Rich. I've been kicking the tire around thinking of when is the right time to pull the plug and start that Dennis Stiles brand that I envisioned when I first started Instagram. It's been a while. I've been able to, you know, just promote a lot of the collaborations through just social media. But I think what happens is, when having your own website or blog, it kind of increases more opportunities and opens up more opportunities to branch out and become really a big thing on social media. Now, Rod, let me ask you a question. What are some of the benefits as far as to having a blog as part of your kind of like your whole resume on social media?
Well, I think the blog just adds another funnel to social media, so you can use that and plug all your social media platforms, such as Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, Facebook. So you have that, and you can have links from your blog directly to those sites, so your following can reach you on different platforms. I think that's one of the benefits. I think also for, like, if you're working with brands or companies, it also provides a platform for them to be able to share their product with you and your audience. I think it's just another avenue to go with. It also gives you a platform just to speak and share your style and your personal information that you have that you want to put out there.
Yeah, I totally agree, man. You've done a great job with your site. And I mean, the only thing I'm a little bit concerned about is the time that you must put in. You know, everybody has jobs, everybody has, you know, relationships, family, you know, so it's limited time that you get to use for the blog. One question here, which is kind of like the reason why it's stopping me from, to be honest with you, starting my own website or blog, is time, man. Finding that time to post pictures, write about the topic, content, whether it be collaborations or anything that relates to fashion. Because one thing I noticed too is when you have a blog, see, usually when you have, let's say you do a photo shoot, right? You know, you probably take like 3, 4, 5 pictures out of that photo shoot, right? When it comes to having a blog, you're able to use and capitalize on a lot more images that you could put on the website. That's kind of like some of the fun stuff that I would enjoy, you know, about having a blog, where you're able to utilize more pictures and, you know, writing content about something that, you know, you love. And the question is, how do you find time to do all this, Ron?
Good point. Bringing that up, Tom, is definitely a strong point when it comes to your blog, being that you do work, you know, most of us work on 9 to 5 during the week. It's really hard trying to find some extra time between family and other things that you want to do besides your personal life. So I think you should dedicate a few hours, maybe a day or sometime throughout the week, to work on your blog. What I would do is just organize and envision what you want to do. So just write down a few topics or write down what you want to go with for your blog. I think when you do that, you have something that you can actually read and say, okay, this is what I want to accomplish today. This is what I set out to do, so let me go with it. So I think once you have it organized, you can go and do that. So one day, you figure out what you want to post, what content that would be. You know, then you would take photos and set that up for one day. Then the next day, maybe you want to actually type things up, and along with that, they say 1,000 words, you know, is in one picture. So you have a lot of options that you can go with that. Then the next day, you know, just maybe look at the platform, look at your blog, and see if you want to, you know, organize different things and figure out how you want to display that. and how your audience will resonate with that. I'm constantly trying to make my blog more user-friendly so it's easier for people to go towards it. You know, now that we're living in a social media where everything is so instant, you want to make sure that things are a lot easier for people. The more technology we get, the less things that people want to do. So I really just try to make it more user-friendly so people don't have to wait a lot and just, you know, go towards exactly what they're looking for. If it's my latest post, they have a way of just clicking right that towards that. As far as, like, the photos that you were mentioning, being that I use my blog, I may put 10 photos. I try to do that consistently with each post that I do. I do 10 photos. Some may be full body. Some may be close-ups. Some may be detailed shots of shoes or accessories that I'm wearing. But as far as for Instagram, I usually post about 3 consecutive shots of the same thing. So usually what I do is I'll get photos from my blog and advertise my blog through Instagram or Facebook or any other social media platform and do it that way. So you have a lot of options. I know sometimes it can be hard going through all those photos. The average is about 30 plus, you know, on shots that you get. But I think, you know, you try to figure out if you get the best shot, what you can do with it, you just have a lot of success in the long run.
Guys, let me ask you a question, because I'll look at it from a brand's perspective. And that was a great answer though, Ra. But I'm curious, you know, as a brand, you know, a lot of times I reach out to guys on Instagram or people that have blogs, and I find that it is more effective and a little bit better for the brand when somebody does have a blog. Ra, have you found that brands are a little bit more apt to work with you as an influencer because you do have a blog?
It gives the brand a lot more to work with besides social media. So you have just another avenue that you can go with. And what I like to do is I like to do product reviews on my blog. So that's another way for brands to use their brand, their product, for my platform. What I would do is, you know, send me a product. I would review it. Maybe if it's a shirt or a tie, I would definitely, you know, wear it, see the material, see the fabric, the quality of it. And, you know, I could share my review and put it on my blog. And I think that works a lot easier. Also, with pictures, you can link that brand's link to their website from your picture. So if somebody goes to my website, clicks the picture that has a tie, they can go right to, you know, the website and shop for that tie if they were interested. So I think it's just a great way for brands to use it aside from, you know, social media, which is good. Sometimes going to someone's blog and just clicking that photo, it goes right to their website. In many cases, you can go exactly to that item that they were looking for, and it pops right up. So I think it's really convenient for brands to use more bloggers as well as just social media influencers.
And I think another thing that you forgot to mention, which I think is the key, is the fact that these brands are able to get to know you a little bit better through your blog instead of just, you know, a regular Instagram picture with a caption. When it comes to your blog, you're able to write a lot about yourself. What went about styling the actual piece that you got, which you actually want to describe, you know, oh, I like to wear this with this, that. And I think that's part of I think that's one of the top 3 reasons why brands love to work with bloggers. For me, myself, I like to use this podcast, The Life of a Gentleman, to kind of, you know, for my collaborations, describe, tell them, you know, what I love about them, how to wear the pieces. And I think it's very effective. What do you think, Rich?
Yeah, I think you both are exactly right. In today's day and age, you have to be multifaceted. You can't just have an Instagram page anymore. So the things Raheem said about when you can just click on a picture and go right to the product, I love that. It's so effective because, you know, we're all in a society where you want instant gratification. And if I see the way that you styled that tie and I know that I have the same suit or similar colors, that I could do the same thing. All I got to do is click the picture and go right there and be able to buy it. That's just a bonus. So yeah, that's great. And then, of course, the podcast, using that as a platform too, is great because I think people get to know your personality. And I think, Dennis, you've gotten more and more comfortable being on the show, and the feedback from the listeners has been great. You know, people love listening to the tips. And so just you getting your blog going too is really going to be great.
Yeah, I agree. I get a lot of DMs, you know, saying, guys, you know, inspirational stuff like, yeah, you know, I love your stuff. Just keep going. What do you think about this? What do you think I should wear this outfit with. So I always try to, you know, help out my fellow fashion bloggers or just the everyday guy, you know, the 9-to-5 guy. That's one of the perks of what I do. So Rich, let me ask you a question. You being, you know, a brand, you have your own brand, Harrison Blake Apparel. So for you, you prefer to see somebody take a little bit more initiative with some of the stuff that you either give them or they buy from your store instead of just laying it out on the floor? Is that something that bothers you when somebody doesn't take time out to really talk about your brand or just, you know, take a picture of it and just lay it on the floor?
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. And it goes to the point that Ra was saying, because, you know, the thing is, as a brand, we do a lot of collaborations. And I've spoken to other companies, owners of companies, people who are in charge of marketing departments. And like I said, we send out a lot of product to people, but it's better to work with a blogger like Ra, because, you know, the content's going to go a lot farther. When somebody takes a quick snapshot or one picture, or even worse, like you said, just laying it on the floor, it's really a letdown for the brand. And that probably that relationship isn't going to last. Whereas if somebody does like what Rod does with a blog post, and like he said, you know, 5 to 10 pictures, a write-up, links to your website, oh, now you've got a good relationship going. You want to keep that going as a brand. I'll let Ra speak to this a little bit more. Ra, have you seen that tends to be the case, that the brands are more appreciative because you have a blog?
Oh, man, yes. And I'm glad you said the word relationship, because that's definitely what I love to do. I definitely want to make long-lasting relationships with brands that I work with. So it does help a lot, you know, with just giving that brand a lot of versatility when it comes to 10 photos. Because you can do a lot with 10 photos. Flat lays are great, like Dennis was saying, but really, is it capturing what it really needs to be captured in that moment? You know, just something that's laying on the floor really doesn't resonate necessarily with the brand or the audience, you know? So actually wearing that and actually getting the full quality of it, I think is much better. You're going to go further with it. So I think it's just about what you do with that picture and where you want to take it. Flat lays are not going to get as much attention as it is if somebody is wearing a certain item with a suit, or they're sitting down with it and they're actually, you know, engaging with that product for that brand. It definitely makes a difference than just, you know, saying, hey, I'm going to take this picture and just put it here. Because really, are you really promoting that you know, specific product? Are you really taking that into consideration? Or are you just saying, hey, I want to take a picture? I think the best way to do it is, you know, actually go in depth with this product, you know, and actually do it, make it personal towards you and to you, so that you can actually give an actual review, you know, whether it's word of mouth, whether it's through a blog, through Instagram. You actually want to have it authentic. And I think that's what the game is missing right now, is really a lot of authenticity. I think everybody just wants, you know, say, hey, I'm going to take a picture, and that's it. I think, what's the story behind this picture? Is it real, or is it just something, hey, you just want to take a picture with it? So I think growing with a brand and actually building that relationship is something that's going to be long-lasting, and I think brands appreciate that much more than just a simple picture.
Hey, Ra, that was a great answer. I really appreciate really just the knowledge that you just bring to this discussion. I think the key word that we all want to take away from this is relationship. Like you said, you know, the relationship between an influencer and a brand, it can be strengthened by the power of a blog. Let's round out this discussion, though. Let's ask Dennis this last question, since he's getting ready to kickstart his blog. Dennis, what are you most looking forward to with starting your blog?
I'm more excited as far as writing content, man. Being able to write about fashion, something that I've been doing since a very young age. Being able to write about it, talk about it, and share it with my audience. I've been able to be blessed enough to have a great, long relationship on Instagram. As far as the people that follow me, they pretty much follow me since when I first started. I want to thank them, and I want to give them a little bit more of myself, you know, who I am, what I love to do, and my everyday whereabouts. People might see me as, oh, that guy is, you know, quiet, gentleman guy, but I do a lot of stuff around DC that I usually forget to put it in my Insta story. It's going to be a lot better once I start my blog and my website, because I'm going to be able to connect with these brands and let them know that I appreciate, you know, some of the collaborations, the opportunities. They reached out on my Instagram page at Dennis_style. So I'm excited. I learned a lot from Rob's blog. I check it out all the time. He does a great job. High quality pictures and is well written. You know, a lot of the times it's easy to be a fashion guy and just say, you know what, I'm going to wear a suit. But to talk about fashion and be able to explain it the way me and Rich do on this podcast, that's a whole new different ballgame. You have to be legit to talk about fashion and make people understand what it's about.
Yeah, no, that's great. And I have to echo the same thing. Rye, you do a great job on your blog. So to close out the segment, why don't you let everyone know how they can follow you on Instagram, and also, of course, the website, so they can check that out also.
Hey, I want to thank both of you guys, you know, just for the, you know, the appreciation and, you know, all the good compliments that you guys are giving my, you know, my blog. But the way you can reach me on the blog is www.themorestyle.com, morestyle.com, and also on Instagram, it's mr.morestyle.
And one more thing, guys, check out me and Rob. We'll be doing a lot of collaborations this summer, so look forward to that moment.
Yeah, we'll definitely look for that on Instagram and also on the blogs. And I want to thank both of you for coming on, and especially Rob. We'd love to have you come back on the show sometime in the future if you'd be up for it.
Oh, yes, sir. Will do.
Sounds good. We appreciate it. Thanks, guys. We'll talk to you soon. Well, gentlemen, that wraps up today's episode, and we are so thankful that you have tuned in. We hope that you learned a lot. We hope that you were inspired, and also that you had a few laughs along the way. We try to have a good time. You know, on The Life of a Gentleman, we talk about fashion, business, lifestyle, really all of it. We hope that you're getting the most out of the show. If there's a subject, though, that you'd like us to tackle, please feel free to email us contact@harrisonblakeapparel.com or podcast@harrisonblakeapparel.com. And we'll be more than happy to connect with you. Also, don't forget to look at the show notes. You can connect with us on Instagram. Everyone has their own Instagram feed, and we'll be happy to connect with you there. Before we wrap up, special thank you first off to you, the listener. We appreciate you tuning in. The show would be nothing without you. And also thank you for your feedback that you've given us. We have over 85 reviews up on iTunes, and we love to see those continuing to pour in. We have listeners from different parts of the world, so we're very excited about the show's growth. If you do like it, please rate, review, and subscribe, and please tell a friend about the show. Big thank you to our producer, Deandra Marie. She does an awesome job every week with everything for us, the background music, the editing, you name it, she takes care of it. So thank you to her. Also, thank you to our guest, Mr. Mercedes Fuller. Definitely somebody you need to check out if you're looking for more inspiration. And if you're looking for style, then the two gentlemen that joined us, thank you to them as well, Mr. Raheem and also Dennis. You can follow them on Instagram as well and get inspired. They definitely have some fashionable and classy looks that we can check out and implement into our own style and our own wardrobe. So that's going to wrap up the show for today. As always, I'm Richard Taylor, your host. If you'd like to work with me personally and get your own brand off the ground, or perhaps take your own business to the next level, drop me a line on thelifeofagent.com. I'm more than happy to work with you as a coach or a consultant, and I look forward to connecting with you there. Until next time, guys, take care.
These messages are brought to you by Harrison Blake Apparel, specializing in fashion accessories such as ties and lapel pins. Join the Harrison Blake monthly subscription club. Each month, they deliver one necktie plus four additional matching accessories for only $25. This is the easy way to build or enhance your wardrobe. To learn more and subscribe, visit harrisonblakeapparel.com. These messages are also brought to you by Deandra Marie, a young, talented female host who conducts interviews, event coverage, and produces the Life of a Gentleman podcast. For inquiries on how to be featured, please visit www.itsdeandramarie.com.